This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. Listen to the following words from Solomon, the wise king of Israel. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 12 through 14. These words may sound contradictory, but they simply present a paradox of life. Solomon notes the seeming prosperity of the wicked, but denies that it shall always be so. It seems the wicked are sometimes blessed in ways and to an extent that they do not deserve, while the righteous often seem to bear the reward of the wicked. But Solomon informs us that this is vanity, a temporary situation which cannot and will not last. Ultimately, it shall not be well with the wicked, but God will bless those who are righteous and faithful. Occasionally, we might make reference to some specific individual asking, why does he or she have such a hard time? They are so good and always seem to try to do what is fair, honorable, honest, and right. On the other hand, we may say of another, that person is so obviously dishonest and despicable, but look at the way he prospers. It certainly seems that wickedness is paying off for him. Such observations may be often made, but they are rarely understood. The truth is that God has not promised those who are righteous a life free from trouble, tribulation, and adversity. In fact, Christians can expect many trials of their faith, courage, and patience. While the righteous may face many problems and difficulties in this life, there are also many blessings, and ultimately, the faithful will receive what Peter describes as an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1, verse 4. In Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 30, we read the following exchange between Peter and Jesus. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold, now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. The evident fact, clearly taught in Scripture, is that we will reap as we sow. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9. God's saints will not be forgotten. And the present prosperity of the wicked is evidence only of the delay of his true eternal reward. The primary point is that an accurate measure of one's spiritual status cannot be determined by material prosperity or the lack thereof. Earthly success or failure does not tell us whether we are right in the sight of God or not. The only reasonable way to determine this is to examine our lives by the teaching of God's Word. The Christian life is rewarding now, but the great reward will come in eternity. We should not become overly discouraged and dismayed by the hardships we face. Rather, we should remember the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 through 18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.